From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In hundreds of cities. In fact, this is the single largest nationally syndicated radio broadcast live on America's airwaves right now in real time, talking to you about Texas in a way the fake news, hateful, hypocritical, un-American, mainstream 24-hour news will ram it down your throat, pack of lies media would never dare do because they can't. They simply can't without exposing themselves. Within minutes of today's breaking news out of Texas, and I mean minutes, I was called to do a television appearance on Good Morning Britain within 1 hour of this program closing later today. The UK version of Good Morning America. It took about 10 minutes for them to reach out to me. I'm unable to do so because of my personal schedule tomorrow, and it's a late day today for me. The point being that the media frenzy around the world is now in high gear again. And some of that media is asking me to join them to defend the right to bear arms. I don't have to defend a damn thing. Nor do you. Some of you may be expecting me to open this gigantic, huge radio program. Hundreds of cities, couple hundred radio stations, 177 cable radio network outlets, can't even count how many other outlets around the world. But you might be expecting me to open this broadcast today by playing defense because of the actions of another sick madman, because this is Armed American Radio. And I mean, this is Armed American Radio, and I am here to defend your right to bear arms. While that's true, the left wants you to believe that by virtue of the fact that you are simply a gun owner, you are somehow directly complicit in the actions of evil. That somehow, because we are lawfully armed Americans, that we bear responsibility for the actions of said evil, who more than likely is going to turn out to be some leftist kook. I'm hearing some rumblings. Can't confirm that yet. I may be wrong, and it really doesn't matter. But boy, that would hurt, wouldn't it? See, I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to do that. I don't have to defend your right to bear arms any more than Ford Motor Company, for example, needs defended against the actions of drunk drivers who kill families on our roadways every day. I will not allow myself, will not allow you to have to defend your rights and your heritage. As the host of Armed American Radio, this program represents over 100 million plus law-abiding gun owners who have absolutely nothing to do with the actions of a sick monster. We're not one in the same because a monster chose to use a firearm to commit his murderous rampage. Understand? The left, and they are, you know who they are, the usual disgraceful swamp politicians, the usual suspects, anybody from Connecticut, the Constitution State, what a joke. It didn't waste time. The usual suspects, the blueby politicians of the Democrat Party and the gun grabbers have yet again wasted absolutely no time in politicizing what has happened and blaming your guns. They will soon blame you, especially if you're white, because the killer was white, God forbid, and you're a gun owner. Oh, my God. I remind you, your guns and your American human birthright to keep and bear arms in defense of yourself and your family and your community have absolutely nothing to do with the actions of a psychopathic monster. Nothing. You are not one in the same. You're going to get beat up over the coming days. You are not one and the same, even if you're a white gun owner. And believe me, you're going to be attacked. Let those who would politicize the actions of evil make fools of themselves again. And while they do that, we remain sane here, and I'll bring you the truth and the facts. That starts here. It starts right now. Number one, yes, these mass killings do happen with increasing frequency. They have. Don't deny that. They have. It's undeniable. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with what you own or what you carry or what or how many guns reside in your gun safe. Nothing. These incidents are in no way connected to you and over 100 million other lawfully armed Americans. While the left will present that front and the mainstream leftist media will join them, we know better, as do the vast majority of Americans. Number two, yes, America is awash in guns. Hundreds of millions of them. Always has been, and guess what? Always will be. Americans have always been heavily armed, and crime continues to fall. While these types of incidents, and they are increasing, are extremely troubling, they are a fairly recent phenomenon. The vast majority of us have never had to worry about this type of act during our lifetimes as we were growing up, did we? I never had to worry about this when I was in school. Life in America has changed radically, hasn't it? We'll go there in a minute. Number three, your guns aren't going anywhere. While those same hateful media morons and the same useful, I'll say useful idiots, they're not useful. The same, I'll call them usual lefty political zealots. While they're going to call for your guns, and they will, the calls will get louder now even after Vegas. Remember I told you this, your guns aren't going anywhere. In fact, millions more of you will buy more of them over the coming weeks. And you'll use them lawfully. And many of you will use them to defend yourselves and your families. And the media will never cover it. They will never talk about it. Why? Because it blows their narrative out of the water. So if all of this didn't happen before, and America is awash in guns, why is this happening? What's causing this? Look, I'm not going to present myself here as the host of this program as having the answer, but I will offer you two theories that I believe are paramount. One, the political discourse in this country has devolved into pure hatred. Pure hatred. The vast majority of this hateful rhetoric comes directly from who? The political left. As the Democrat Party has shifted further and further left and embraced the violent wing of its party as their own, Antifa, or Antifa, whatever you want to call it, Black Lives Matter, the Soros wing, the hatred and the division increases. Two, that hatred and that rhetoric has found a home in the mainstream media, and a 24-hour news cycle that day after day foments anger and pure hatred designed to drive Americans apart. Sadly, it's working. Obama was an expert at putting it in place nearly a decade ago. A hate-filled political left combined with a 24-hour drumbeat of political hostility driving a loathing divisiveness is at the root of this type of behavior, as we saw, for example, in Alexandria, Virginia. Remember Alexandria, Virginia? Remember what happened there? The hate has unhinged the extreme on both sides. The media knows it and is openly feeding it. For years, I've told you that the mainstream media is the single most dangerous entity this nation faces. With its constant, and I mean constant, drumbeat of hate-filled political rhetoric, particularly now with Trump in office, from a left that has embraced it as part of its discourse, combine that with like-minded and philosophically sympathetic media in a 24-hour media environment, you have a recipe for disaster. And again, possibly from both sides, the radical left in this country has set us on a course of doom. Think about it. A course of doom. Is it going to correct itself anytime soon? I don't have the answer to that. But here's a couple things that I can tell you. The breakdown of the family. The breakdown of the family is coming from where? The left. This type of activity in this environment is predictable. The platform, it's all built on a platform of division. It's unavoidable in a country of 320 million Americans, some of whom on both sides are unhinged, pushed to the edge by an unending 24-hour cycle. And it's not just from the media, but also the entertainment industry, comics, late-night comics that cry and whine, actors, producers, and Hollywood in general. Incendiary ingredients. Combined with a leftist-fueled decline in family values coming at us from everywhere, from our entertainment industry to attacks on our Christianity to the acceptance of the breakup of the family, I'm telling you, we're doomed to more of the same. And none of it has anything to do with your guns. None of it. None of it has anything to do with your right to bear arms. None of it has anything to do with your right to speak freely or your right to peaceably assemble. None of it. You are not to blame. The left is. Make them own it. When you're confronted by the left who wants to come after your guns, and you will be, make them own it. Look, obviously the direction of this program has changed as the story dominates a lot of the conversation today, and it will. But we're going to cover some other things, too. Some happy ending stories. We'll cover some new guns and ammo. The list of the top states for concealed carry in the country. Some great news there. We'll find out where your state falls in that list. Again, keep your head up. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Mr. and Mrs. Law-Abiding American, this has nothing to do with you. Alan Gottlieb will be here. A.W.R. Hawkins will be here in a classic roundtable with David Codrea, George the Mad Ogre Hill, and Neil McCabe. All next.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, more monitors going in here. One American News Network is up on here. I've got Fox News up on another monitor. And I won't even tell you what lefty outlet I've got up on another one. I'll ignore that one for now. Before I get cracking here with the program, and it's going to be absolutely dynamite, you're going to hear a lot of spontaneity here. A lot of what I wanted to cover and a lot of what I was researching over the last couple of days to bring you, of course, has gone out the window. And that's the beauty of live radio, to be in a position like this to be able to talk with you today about events that are happening and unfolding in real time. This is the only program in the nation in hundreds of cities right now that's able to do that and do it from a pro-rights perspective. You're not going to hear it anywhere else, I can promise you. Before I get going, I want to remind you, because I know you will, you're like me, you'll do whatever it takes to protect your family, and one simple mistake could land you a mountain of legal fees, a lifetime behind bars or worse. Please don't let it happen to you. Please don't be that person. Owning a gun for protection should not be intimidating, overwhelming, or confusing. It is your right. That's why I've joined forces with the USCCA to give you the complete concealed carry and family defense guide. It's 100% free. Now, you know I'm member number 32 of that organization. If you didn't, you do now. This information, 164 pages of life-saving info, you're not going to get it anywhere else. Your free guide is going to help you understand confusing gun laws, responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, how to train for real-life scenarios. Not the tactical Joe stuff that intimidates you in all the magazines and all the stuff you see on the TV shows and looks real cool that you would never attend because you don't even own clothes like that, okay? And you're not ever going to. But real-life scenarios, like what happens to you when you're coming out of a Walmart late at night? What do you need to be prepared for? And how do you train for something like that so that you don't become a victim of evil? It'll teach you how to survive the murky waters of the legal system. God forbid you find yourself having to use a firearm for self-defense and a whole lot more. Get everything you need to know from the experts. It's in one convenient place. I'm giving it to you. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to begin the journey. And if you hurry, you'll also get the complete audio version that I taped for you. Lots of work, but lots of fun. And we're going to give you the home defense checklist as a bonus, 100% free, too. Armedandresponsible.com right now for the free instant access, armedandresponsible.com. Let's go right to my dear friend and the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Alan Gottlieb. Alan, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Mark. It's good to be with you. You know, these tragedies that happen for these crazy people out there just make me want to revalidate why I want a gun to protect myself and my family.
Let me ask you, why do you feel that way?
Well, I guess, you know, when somebody attacks you or your family, the police usually aren't around. They get there in time to do the accident report, you know, or the incident report, or then try to, you know, arrest the perp later on. But the first line of defense is you. You don't have a choice. That's why I own a firearm, and I take care of my family that way.
You know, it's interesting, Alan. Reports are coming out about what happened in Texas now. A lot of different reports. So I want to kind of withhold some commentary on that because I simply don't know. I've seen some reports about this guy being connected to Antifa or Antifa, whatever you want to call it, the leftist loons, based on some posts. I've seen some posts, but as we all know, things can be faked. I don't know how people grab this information. So we'll withhold that until we get – now, if I can confirm some more while we're on the air, we'll go there. But – it's interesting to me because the left jumped out. I saw a lot of commentary, not just here in the United States, but as I started perusing some other sources, I started seeing things, international comments. Oh, where's all you stupid Americans now with all your guns? And this is in Texas, and nobody's there to fight back. Well, we're getting information that one of the neighbors of this small, tight-knit community did, in fact, bust out a shotgun and did engage him and caused him to flee. We're going to be talking more about that with AWR Hawkins today, but had you heard that report also by any chance?
I haven't heard that one. The latest thing I heard, though, is that he was disarmed, discharged from the military, and therefore right. Should have been a prohibited person to begin with. So, just, again, it shows how gun laws don't really work no matter what, because somebody who's bent on doing evil destruction is going to find some way to do it.
Well, I can confirm that he has a dishonorable discharge in the Air Force, so he should not have had a firearm. I don't know anything else about his past yet. I don't think anybody does at this stage of the game. We'll wait and let that unfold. But I found it interesting, Alan, that within minutes, Good Morning Britain, GMB, which is their version of Good Morning America, reached out to me. I mean, within minutes. Mark, can you jump on television with us tonight? We know it's going to be late for you when you get off the air, but we'd love to have you on the morning. They wanted me on at 8:40 in the morning, and I couldn't do it because my personal schedule just wouldn't allow me to do it. I really wanted to, but here's the interesting part. That's what got me started about defending gun rights. I've done enough international media, Alan, and so have you, Lord knows, that you get put on the spot and feel, or they try to make you feel like you have to defend your right to bear arms. And I wanted to make it clear to listeners that we don't have to defend squat. His actions have nothing to do with us. Was I on the mark with that commentary? Is there anything you wanted to add to it?
No, you definitely was on the mark. And, of course, in the U.K., you don't exactly get a friendly media. I mean, nothing with the British Broadcasting Corporation is friendly to Second Amendment rights, period. And it reminded me just of the story just when you said that, because I've done a lot of international media as well. One of my favorite ones was on Al Jazeera. And I had, it was also at a weird hour because I had the desk, you know, in the Middle East. The show was being generated out of there rather than the U.S. affiliate. And I got asked, why in America do you guys own so many guns in a very derogatory type manner? And so I responded, because there's so many Muslim terrorists running around the world. And all of a sudden,
that went over well.
It was dead silence on the air, and she didn't know what to say.
Well, that's interesting, because I'm glad you brought that up, because the truth hurts. You know, I have found a way to deal with the media. I mean, and there's a fascinating dynamic in play here from my own personal experience. It's the commentator, it's the radio host, it's the television host, or it's the in-studio guest, the elitist, if you will, that attacks you for your rights. But I've found when you're dealing with international media anyway, and it does work here as well too, that you listen to their question, take their question, field it, then ignore it, and focus on their listener, because the average British citizen thinks and feels just like we do, because self-defense is a human right. It's a human right, and the Brit listening to that program also has a right to defend their life and knows that it's their human right to be able to knock somebody out who's breaking in their house at night, whether their laws agree with that or not. It flies in the face of their own human basic rights, and they understand that too. Have you found that to be the case?
Oh, most definitely. And of course, I've done a lot of traveling in the UK, met a lot of gun rights activists there, and people there have lost their means of self-defense, unlike here. And as a result, when you go on a show like in the BBC and do that, there's lots of people listening that are totally in agreement with Mark Walters and know how important that right is, especially once you've lost it.
Yeah, and I get a lot of email from them, really friendly email, thanking me for taking that position and that tack. It's really the elitist that doesn't understand it, but the average Joe does. It doesn't matter where you're from. We all have the basic human right to defend ourselves. These people in the church had a right to defend themselves. Now, let's face facts. Guy walks in with a rifle, hell-bent on carnage, and it's going to be very, very difficult to be able to return fire, even if you were armed, in the carnage that's unfolding in such a rapid pace. And I don't know if anybody in the church had an opportunity or not. We may never know that. But what we are hearing is that somebody else outside at least confronted him. Alan, when we come back, I want to ask you some questions about what we can expect here on two fronts. Number one, there's already a difference between what happened in Texas relative to the information we're getting and what happened in Vegas and the information we still don't have and probably never will. I want to ask you why you think that is, number one. And number two, what can we expect from the media onslaught on the heels of this now? Is it more of the same or is it going to be worse? More with Alan Gottlieb when we come back.
You'd do whatever it takes to protect your family, but one simple mistake could land you with a mountain of legal fees, a lifetime behind bars, or worse. Owning a gun for protection shouldn't be intimidating, overwhelming, or confusing. Heck, it's your right. That's why I've joined forces with the USCCA to give my listeners their complete concealed carry and family defense guide 100% free. It's 164 pages of life-saving information you can't find anywhere else. Your free guide will help you understand confusing gun laws, responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, train for real-life scenarios, survive the murky waters of the legal system, and so much more. Get everything you need to know from the experts in one convenient place. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to begin your simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. And if you hurry, you'll also get the complete audio version and bonus home defense checklist, 100% free. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now for free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
All right, we're getting more information coming in here. Texas Rangers, armed citizen engaged killer, ending rampage. Where's all you gun nuts now? Well, there's your answer, bonehead. From the Texas Rangers, armed citizen engaged killer, ending rampage. Let me give you this here. Today's mass shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, was only halted after an armed Texan, quote-unquote, according to the Texas Rangers, engaged the killer and put an end to the rampage, the Rangers reported. Freeman Martin, a major in the Texas Rangers and a spokesman for the Texas DPS, that's Department of Public Safety, says the suspect dropped his rifle and fled after being confronted by a local man who had grabbed his rifle. Freeman provided a timeline of the tragedy in a press briefing Sunday at approximately 11:20 this morning. The suspect was seen at a Valero gas station in Sutherland Springs, Texas. He was dressed in all black. That suspect crossed the street to the church, exited his vehicle, and began firing at the church. That suspect then moved to the right side of the church and then continued to fire. The suspect entered the church and continued to fire. As he exited the church, a local resident grabbed his rifle and engaged that suspect. The suspect dropped his rifle, which was a Ruger, and fled from the church. Our local citizen pursued the suspect at that time. Short time later, as law enforcement responded, that suspect right at the Wilson-Guadalupe County line crashed out and was found deceased in his vehicle. At this time, we don't know if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound or if he was shot by the local resident. We know he's deceased in that vehicle. Now, let me tell you something. I hope to God that Texas hero, that citizen, is responsible for the death of this madman, and I want to hear the mainstream press report it. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation founder and founder of the Citizens Committee, CCRKBA, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I got a feeling about this that I had earlier when this story was breaking and I found out that he was engaged, there's a very strong possibility this may wind up being a result, his death may wind up being a result of a local citizen.
It may, but no matter what, this local citizen is a hero anyway for interceding and stopping what was going on. And obviously the perp had to flee quicker than he would have liked to, and obviously was rattled by it. And that's really a good sign. The fact that he crashed his car, maybe he was hit by a bullet from our good Samaritan citizen who took up arms to protect the community. So, no matter what, I view this guy as a hero, and I take my hat off to him.
Yeah, well, the final line of this is a local resident and neighbor of the Good Samaritan, Kevin Jordan, witnessed his as-yet unnamed neighbor put an end to the rampage and possibly kill the shooter. Jordan is also a trained medical assistant and tended to the victims. So we're going to find out a lot more about this. So that begs the following question. You, more than anybody else I think I talked to on this program over the last near decade, knows more about the media than anybody else. How do you think the mainstream gun-grabbing, gun-hating press, who will not report an armed citizen saving the life of a deputy in Phoenix or saving the life of a deputy in Fort Myers, Florida, because it blows their narrative out of the water, they'll have to report this, won't they? How do you think they'll cover it?
As little as possible. It'll get reported and get hidden behind all the hype for pushing the anti-gun rights agenda, which they're going to push, and I think it's going to be pushed more than you saw out of Las Vegas at this juncture. And, it's going to be treated significantly differently than the attack in New York City that just happened, because the truck was used there instead of a gun, and these same people don't call for truck controls or, background checks before you get to drive a truck. But you're going to see a whole lot different, attack on guns than what happened in New York, because a gun wasn't used there. And again, it's not the tool. A truck or a gun doesn't have, brains to hate with, or, a finger to pull its own trigger or start its own ignition. So the problem is our society, and you hit it in your opening remarks really well, with the collapse of the family and family values and the media attacking everything that basically has made America great. You're seeing a lot of disintegration in society, and we have a lot of problems, and gun ownership isn't one of them. But to get solve these kinds of problems, you got to get to the root causes of all this. That's expensive. That's timely. That calls for, some measures that may not be so happy for the liberal community. And as a result, it's easier for them to push gun control.
Well, interestingly, it takes sometimes decades for some of these cultural problems to manifest themselves. And we're seeing that now. This is something that began, you could take back into the 60s if you really wanted to go back a little ways. Big, big difference in this country in the decade of the 50s preceding the 60s and the 60s going forward. Watch an episode of Leave It to Beaver and then watch an episode of Gilligan's Island to see the difference.
You're right, but then you come to the politics of division and identity politics of Barack Obama and what transpired in the 8 years that he was in office, and the most polarizing president we've seen. People are so polarized, they don't even talk to each other anymore about things that need to be talked about. Or if you want to talk about them and you take our position, you get banned from college campuses. I mean, everything is upside down, and that leads to this, and it's not good at all.
I don't see the out here. I don't see the light at the end of that tunnel yet. That's what I was trying to hit in my opening segment. I just don't see it yet. Is it possible we get to it? It's possible, but I think we're going to see a lot more of this, unfortunately, as a result of that. As long as the media and as long as the left continue to push this divide, and as long as the left continues to elect the leaders that they're electing that were in business at the time all of this began. I know somebody's going out there talking about this started back with Woodrow Wilson. We could go all the way back into the early 20th century, and you're right. But for the purposes of what we're talking about here with this is a modern phenomenon over the last 30 to 40 years. This is something that we're seeing manifest itself. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, Mark, I think the enemies of freedom like the polarization. Their hope of this is that they polarize things to the extent that they just win by one percentage point and they can ram their agenda through. And that's the direction we're going in. And so that's my concern. It's very distasteful. It's not doing this stuff is not as much fun as it used to be, because you get personally attacked a whole lot. The vengeance and the personal threats get to be outrageous. Not just on you, but on your family members when you're out speaking, defending gun rights, as an example. you know, and some of the hate emails you get, you know, and faxes and phone calls are just disgusting. And it's reached the point that, you know, it's really, it's going to get worse before it gets better. I don't see light at the end of the tunnel coming for a while.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't either. I don't see it coming yet. I think I can say this with certainty. I believe that Donald Trump's election was the beginning maneuver of beginning to turn that aircraft carrier around. And that's, of course, why you're seeing them go crazy, double, triple, and quadruple down with the hatred and the division. It's never been this bad, and that's more than likely a reason for it. So can we say it started? Yes. But the light at the end of the tunnel, I don't know. I don't know how this is eventually going to turn out, but we will see an awful lot more bad before we see.
Well, when it comes to gun rights, you know, our opponents really thought that you know, Hillary Clinton was a lock on the White House, and they'd have the courts turned around against us totally. And it was the, you know, for them, it was like, you know, the engine was on the track. The tracks were greased. They were, you know, they were on a downhill slide against us. And it was no longer an uphill climb for them. And all of a sudden, the rug got pulled out from underneath them when Donald Trump won. And so, yeah, they've gotten just crazy about it. There's no two ways about it. And I don't see that getting better. Donald Trump's going to be in office for another 3 years. I expect them to continue their diatribes and their tantrums for another 3 years. The problem is, again, we live in a very polarized society where, you know, win an election by one point or the other. If you lose it by 1 point, you know, they can be right back in control again. And then, of course, because they're so energized is the wrong word, but they're so, you know, aggrieved and aggravated and so irrational that, you know, it's going to get if they got back in power now. Oh, my God.
Oh, it would be an onslaught. It would be. You think the culture war and the culture divide now is bad? Listener, you have seen nothing. If they were to take over the Senate or the House, or both, you know, whatever the case may be, with Donald Trump in the White House, wouldn't be that as dangerous as it could be. But my gosh, if they were to win the election in 2020 and take over, then it would be a real problem. Alan, when we come back, there's a couple things I want to ask you about. I want to talk with you about the press release that you put out. We talked about it on the daytime program last week, but about the National Football League, the 49ers, the loser 49ers, spending about $500,000 to come after our constitutional rights. It's really disgraceful. But I do want to ask you about two things relative to this before we put it to bed, and that is a big difference between the way we're seeing information come out about Vegas and this shooting already. Back with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
You do whatever it takes to protect your family. But one simple mistake could land you with a mountain of legal fees, a lifetime behind bars, or worse. Owning a gun for protection shouldn't be intimidating, overwhelming, or confusing. Heck, it's your right. That's why I've joined forces with the USCCA to give my listeners their complete concealed carry and family defense guide 100% free. It's 164 pages of life-saving information you can't find anywhere else. Your free guide will help you understand confusing gun laws, responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, train for real-life scenarios, survive the murky waters of the legal system, and so much more. Get everything you need to know from the experts in one convenient place. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to begin your simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. And if you hurry, you'll also get the complete audio version and bonus home defense checklist 100% free. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now for free instant access. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
In these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, the safest radio studios in all of America. Welcome back to the program. I want to send you over to armedandresponsible.com, please. Armedandresponsible.com. Pick up the 2017 Concealed Carry and Home Defense Guide. It's 100% free. I am giving you this stuff, and the feedback has been off the hook. If you want to comment about what you've read and what I recorded for you and the information from some of the best experts in the world on the topics that I've told you about, how to avoid ambushes, how to safely store your guns, how to navigate the justice system, God forbid you find yourself in those murky waters, and everything else, the 164 pages, reach out to me, please, at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and let me know what you think about it. The feedback has been great, and I've read some of them on air during the daytime show. And it's free. We're giving it to you. You also get the home defense checklist, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Don't do this stuff alone. It's not necessary. Owning a gun is your right. It shouldn't be confusing. It shouldn't be intimidating. It shouldn't be a hassle. Learn from the best. We're giving you this information, armedandresponsible.com. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the show, my friend. The segments fly by. They always do. Fastest individual hours on radio, that much I know. Alan, quick question for you before I go to the National Football League and the 49ers, my favorite whipping post now. I love beating up on the NFL. I'm so done with them. It's not even funny. But there's a noticeable difference in what we're seeing information-wise coming out of Texas now than what we saw coming out of Vegas. We almost know more about what's going on here in a matter of hours than we do in Vegas, and they've stymied. They've shut up. They're done. They've stifled themselves. Why?
I don't really have an answer to that question, Mark. I wish I did. I think I'm as frustrated as everybody else is in not getting all the information we want out of Las Vegas. And it's nice to see us getting as much information quickly as we're getting now. But I can't say why. It could be, you know, just how everything laid out. It could be that in Las Vegas there are a lot more people involved and, you know, a lot more people you have to check off before information gets released versus in a small community. But I really don't know why. I don't really have an answer.
It's noticeable, though, isn't it? Or is it just me because I'm neck deep in this stuff all day?
Well, I'm neck deep in it too. So I got to say, if you're really plugged into watching this unfold, yeah, it's noticeable.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's going to fuel you're going to hear a lot more about this on various different websites. I won't name them, but you're going, and I will get a ton of email about it too. In fact, I got an email earlier that said, "Oh, Trump just tweeted the FBI's involved. Good. We won't know the truth now. Look what they've done to Vegas." You know, so that's people's perception out there that there's a cover-up in Las Vegas.
Yeah, there's a lot of mistrust of, you know, the average American versus, you know, governmental officials these days. And, you know, there's lots of good reasons why that exists. But I don't think there's really an FBI cover-up.
No, I don't think there's an FBI cover-up either. And I'm not the conspiracy guy, but I will say this, 100% confidence. No matter what they tell me about the timeline in Vegas now, I'm supposed to discount the other 49 times and believe them on the 50th? I don't think so. They've already blown it. So they're going to have to come up with something pretty concrete to convince Americans that this is the way it was and this is what happened. And I hope to God that that doesn't happen in Texas. I don't get the vibe that it is. All right, Alan, let's go over to financing gun control. San Francisco 49ers are losers on and off the field. This was a wonderful piece by you, one of my favorite press releases to read from you, the way you combine the metaphors and the hyperbole and everything with the National Football League and throwing the flags on gun control. What are the 49ers up to?
Well, I don't know what they're up to, but it's not good. I mean, $500,000 in one chunk to fuel our opponents to push, you know, anti-gun legislation, stop program legislation from passing, doesn't make me happy. It takes me a long time to raise $500,000. I don't get it in one check. So when I see our opponents get a single check of $500,000, I get goosebumps, I guess. But this isn't good at all. But again, you know, they surely deserve a 15-yard penalty for this and a flag on the play. You know, people don't watch football games for political reasons. They watch it for entertainment and sporting purposes. And so when you have the NFL first, you know, not, you know, kneeling for the Pledge of Allegiance and now donating $500,000 to attack constitutional rights, I mean, it's definitely unsportsmanlike conduct, to say the least.
And it's in your face. It's so in your face. And it started in San Francisco with Kaepernick, with that clown, now suing owners and saying there's collusion to keep them out. No, you're not playing because you suck, dude. You weren't any good. And now you started this. Now all of a sudden, Alan, the owners don't have a right to determine who plays on their field and who doesn't and who they pay, you know, tens of millions of dollars to. I mean, this sense of entitlement from these creeps is just incredible. The National Football League has problems that I don't think they're going to be able to fix in my lifetime. I don't think they're going to be able to do it. I think they've really, really harmed themselves here. And I think you're seeing it reflected by lack of fans in the stands. And they're really going to see it when they see season ticket holders not renew the following year. And the Papa John's pizza thing, by the way, if you think Papa John's is pulling out because of some other stuff, he's pulling out because of this stuff. Make no mistake, it's not coincidence. But you were talking $500,000 bones here from the 49ers to come after rights. It doesn't even seem to fit, Alan. It's not even something they should be involved in.
Well, especially since a significant number of their fans probably own guns. And so
right.
when you attack the constitutional rights of your own fans, you know, or talking about collusion, you collude with the anti-gun lobby in the country to push an anti-gun agenda. You know, I mean, why am I going to buy tickets to an NFL game? Why am I going to buy, you know, a jersey for my kids? Why am I going to buy any souvenirs from the NFL? No way, Jose.
No, where do you think the $500,000 came from?
Yeah.
It's coming from
people like us who supported the NFL before.
Right. All right, let's switch gears over to Virginia. What do you think's going to happen there? I'm pulling Gillespie out on this one.
It's really tight. You know, Hillary Clinton we're talking about the governor's race in Virginia next Tuesday election. For your listeners who might not be as plugged in as we are. You know, Hillary Clinton carried Virginia by 5 points. The state has pretended Democrat pretty heavily. Its two U.S. senators are Democrats. Its governor is a Democrat. While the legislature is controlled by Republicans, it's because of the rural counties that allow that to happen. On statewide elections, on national elections, they've obviously voted, you know, Democrat, not Republican. Gillespie's got a good chance to do it. He's close in the polls. I don't want to predict a victory. I just want to have a lot of people turn out and vote. If you're listening in Virginia, it's a very critical election for you, not just in Virginia, but for all of us nationally. So we got to make sure that Gillespie wins. But it's an uphill battle, I think. But it could be done.
I think it can. I think Virginia Citizens Defense League, I think this is going to hinge, as most big elections do, I think it's going to come down to the gun vote. And if the gun vote, if you're listening in Virginia, if you step up to the plate and you show up at the polls, I think you're going to take your state back. You've got a great opportunity to do it. You're ridding yourselves of the most sleazy governor in America, Terry McAuliffe. I think you've had enough of that. And I think Gillespie's got a great chance. He's been up in a number of polls. So we're pulling for you here. And hopefully Phil Van Cleve and the VCDL can get that gun vote out in enough places where it needs to be, up in Northern Virginia, some pockets in Richmond, down in Norfolk. The rest of the state's bright red. I know. I graduated college there, and I have family still lives there. Alan Gottlieb, thank you, sir, for being here and for everything that you do. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Join. Lifetime membership's only $150. Please help us. You've seen the attacks from Vegas. They're coming now, worse than they've ever been. Mr. Gottlieb, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that's Alan Gottlieb. He's wonderful. Nobody better. Fighting for gun rights, winning victory, one in one courtroom at a time, one case at a time. When we come back, AWR Hawkins is going to be here. You're not going to want to miss this. Live information about Texas. We're going to get his incredible opinion in the next hour from Breitbart News. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you in just a moment with AWR Hawkins.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.